Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Ireland is rapidly becoming the European base of choice for medical and pharmaceutical giants, including Pfizer, Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk. But in order to foster indigenous and smaller Irish medical companies, the new ARC Hub for Health Tech has been set up as part of the University of Galway. Its goal is to bring medtech companies together physically as well as virtually and move them on to the next stage of growth. And Gary Duffy is Professor of Health Technology Innovation at University of Galway and the Director of the ARC Hub for Health Tech. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Now, remind us what the ARC Hub is and does.
Yeah, so ARC stands for Accelerated Research Commercialization, and the ARC Hub for Health Tech's job then is to take important research from the university sector and bring it all the way to commercialization and patient impact, so new products that will impact patient care in the future.
Okay, and what kind of companies go in there?
Yeah, so at the moment we have 23 projects that have been selected that are tackling various health problems, so problems such as ovarian cancer, blood pressure, falls in the elderly. And we hope then that companies that will come out of them will be high value companies in the future that will have products that reach markets in Ireland, in Europe and beyond.
And you're also looking at longer term medical solutions to chronic illnesses, i.e. long term issues.
Yeah, so we definitely, it's one of our big focuses on the ARC Hub for health tech is chronic diseases and people who may be living with more than one disease. So they may have high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, may be at a high risk of fall. We want to make sure that we're developing solutions that help someone in that kind of scenario. And really the whole idea is connected health and to try and have as much of that care delivered at home rather than having to come into specialized hospital settings for each condition. And so we're really looking at it as a way to have more care delivered closer to home.
Okay, and that, of course, saves everybody money and people prefer being treated at home or staying at home rather than going into hospitals.
Yeah, obviously you mentioned that we're based at the University of Galway, but the northern and western region has quite a unique healthcare system. We have people living on islands and small towns. The hospital networks are far away, so you may travel from Letterkenny down to University Hospital Galway for chemotherapy, for instance. So we want to really look at that type of distributed population in a healthcare setting as well and making sure that we can deliver there. And then the partnership with RCSI in Dublin then allows us to also make sure that any solutions we develop can be used in a metropolitan healthcare setting. So a million people living in a much smaller area in Dublin. So to make sure that we can cater for all people is the plan.
Yeah. Now, how does the ARC Hub work alongside industry, i.e. some of the bigger pharma giants, medical companies, research companies?
Yeah, so right now the main interaction with industry is through our advisory committee. We've assembled a really strong advisory committee for the ARC Hub with people from the medtech industry, from people who've been involved in bringing solutions all the way to the market. And that's the first step, to make sure that we're tackling problems that are real, that are unmet needs, that we're going to have an impact in the future. And then as the technology develops, there may be opportunities for some of those companies to take on the solutions. Or what we would really like is indigenous companies or new companies form. They may develop strategic partnerships with those people in the area. So in the medtech space, there may be links with the kind of giants in the medtech space in our region. But right now, it's really making sure that we're tackling the right problems. They're advising us very well. There's a huge amount of advocacy for this type of venture.
Are there any tax incentives for those companies that go into the ARC Hub?
There are tax incentives, not necessarily directly linked to the ARC Hub. So, for research and development and innovation, there are tax incentives to make sure. And our big focus, obviously, the cluster and the medtech cluster in the region, is to try and have as much research development in the region and nationally, because that, again, helps the kind of stickiness of some of those multinational companies to stay. Obviously, the talented trainees, one of our big aims of the ARC Hub as well is to train a lot of people in. How do you bring a technology to clinical trial? How do you make sure that it's regulatory ready? So those trainees would also diffuse into that ecosystem. So it's a big aim for us to train over 200 of the research staff that are going to be involved in this space. So that's a kind of secondary outcome as well as some of the tax incentives you mentioned.
Yeah. Are the universities, and you named a few, there's obviously the Atlantic Technical University, Galway, you mentioned the Royal College of Surgeons here in Dublin. Are universities producing the right kind of innovative graduates for medtech?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's probably one of the reasons it's such a successful sector right now. And I think I really want to point out there's a really strong partnership across the three core institutions that you mentioned, so University of Galway, ATU and RCSI. And we are looking at that as well in terms of, are there elements of training that we need to provide in the postgraduate space? So when graduates move on, there's such quick changes. So if we take AI and machine learning and its use in medical devices and software as medical devices, and we may need to train or have bespoke training available for that cohort that are in industry. And again, BioInnovate, a very successful program out of the University of Galway, is doing that already. So we're working very closely in collaboration to make sure we're identifying gaps and to try and help in the training space to fill those. And Skillnet Ireland is another big partner there.
Thanks very much, Gary. That's Gary Duffy, Professor of Health Technology Innovation at University of Galway and the Director of the ARC Hub for Health Tech.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.